Mr. Mitchell, sir.
Mr. President?
Well, as an old Navy man, I hope you think we finally did something.
Well, you did it just right, and I thought your presentation last night was just terrific. I think it's probably the best of all of them.
Well, I had to do it under a pressure cooker, you know. I wrote the damn thing over the weekend and didn't get the final draft finished till 5:30, and then had to go brief these goddamn senators and then go just walk out there almost panting, but...
I tell you, your presentation was the best, and I thought the content was just absolutely right. Just put it right at where it should be.
I just talked to Rebozo. He called me. He said he's had the goddamnedest reaction in Florida. Of course, we suppose he would down there, but he said Democrats, Republicans, everybody just saying, go to it. That's great. My God, we finally did something, you know. I don't know what you heard, but...
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
Of course, the Democrats... Politicians are doing just what we expect. They're laying in the bushes instead of supporting the president. But by God, they ought to be hit for that.
They will be. As you know, we've got this apparatus going over here. And
right.
And the only problem is that the telegram offices are so jammed up that the people can't get through to them, and the telephones are so jammed up last night that you just couldn't get the volume through.
But what is the reaction you found in just talking to folks on the ground?
Oh, great. Nobody is opposed to it that I've talked to or found. I think everybody has a little concern about the ongoing problems of the summit and so forth.
Yeah, well, we're going to, as if and when it's canceled, which it very well may be, we think, we're just going to say, well, we expected that. We'll have it at a later time, but we're not going to have the American president go to the summit when Russian tanks are rumbling through the streets of Hue.
Well, I thought you put the ball in their court just right last night. And I think the American public will accept that without any problems whatsoever. So I just think it's great all the way around. And I have a very deep gut reaction. It's going to have some
large psychological
effects.
That's what it really...
The government and the troops.
That's the main effect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this kind of operation, it's not technically a blockade, but that's what it is. It only has an effect over a period of time. But I can tell you that... If it doesn't work psychologically, I'll keep the goddamn thing on and lose the election if necessary. But boy, right after the election, we'll just level Hanoi. I mean, level it.
I don't believe that's going to be necessary. I think you're tying it into the prisoners of war, and the ceasefire was just the right.
That really, John, is an offer that how the hell can anybody say we should do more?
They can't.
That we'd say, all right, with a ceasefire and POW, we'll get out in 4 months.
You heard what Church said.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he came out and said it was just right.
Did he agree with it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Agreed with your terms.
Good.
And last night he did it, which surprised the hell out of me, but it shows some people that are thinking correctly and not acting politically recognize the rationale of it.
One thing I was going to suggest... Wouldn't this be a good time for you and Buckley to frankly get Ashbrook in and say, look, John, for Christ's sakes, get behind the president on this?
Yeah, I've already started that this morning.
I mean, he really ought to get out of the race now.
Yeah.
He really ought to.
Yeah. I started it last week, but it didn't fly, but I think it's got a much greater possibility now.
And you might give Reagan a call and ask him to call him. Could you do that?
Sure. I don't think it'll fly because this guy's got a little bit in his teeth, but it certainly will pull some of the troops away from this.
We'll get Reagan to call some of his troops.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Tell him that you and I talked. I've approved a trip for Reagan to Europe, incidentally, so he's all set on a nice little junket, so he ought to be happy.
What's the purpose of that?
He just wanted to go to Europe.
Oh, did he? When is he going?
I don't know. You know, just fart around. It's all right. It's all right.
That's fine. Give him some more... traveling time, we'll get more done in California.
Yeah, we also in Alex, just a second.